Hola, 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 hola. Hola, chicos y chicas. Yo soy Nur y hoy tenemos dos invitados. Una que viene de Londres y nos va a contar sobre un festival famoso de Londres. Y la otra es traductora. Y yo tengo mucha hambre, pero ahora vamos a hablar con Luna.
Hola, yo soy Luna y voy a traducir la conversación entre Nur y Nayeli.
Hello everybody, I'm Nayeli. I will tell you about Guy Fawkes Day.
Hola otra vez. Ahorita viene una canción. No, 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 no. El festival sobre que hablamos es sobre un hombre que quería explotar el Parlamento de Londres. Pero dejemos hablar a la experta para que yo no diga nada falso.
She said the festival is about a man and he wanted to explode the Houses of Parliament. And she said that it's better that you talk about Guy Fawkes Day because she doesn't want to say a wrong thing about it.
Okay, now I will tell you about Guy Fawkes Day. Our festival's history begins in the year 1603. Following Queen Elizabeth's death in 1603, James I of England introduced a Protestant regimen, in which Catholics were not allowed to practice their religion, and priests were forced to leave the country. As a result, Catholics planned to kill the king by blowing up the Houses of Parliament during the state opening on the 5th of November 1605, as they knew he and other nobles would be there. Surprisingly, 1 month before, Lord Monteagle, a Catholic nobleman, received an anonymous letter which said not to go to the state opening. The nobleman informed the king, so he knew about the plot. On the day of the planned explosion, the guards found gunpowder in the Houses of Parliament and found one of the conspirators, Guy Fawkes, who was tortured, and the other Catholics were arrested. That's why on the 5th November, people celebrate the failure of Guy Fawkes with fireworks and bonfires.
Ella dijo de que la reina Elizabeth murió en el año 1603. La reemplazó el rey James. James era protestante, prohibió a los católicos practicar su religión y obligó a los prisioneros católicos a dejar el país. Un grupo de católicos decidió matar al rey, explotando la Casa del Parlamento de Londres. En el día 5 de noviembre del 1605, ese grupo sabía que estaría ese día allí. Sorpresivamente, un mes antes, señor Monteagle, un católico noble, recibió una carta anónima que decía: ¡No vayas al evento del 5 de noviembre! De esa manera, el rey estaba al tanto del atentado. En el día del atentado, los soldados encontraron polvo negro en el sótano. Ahí también estaba Guy Fawkes. Los otros del grupo fueron encarcelados después de 8 días de dolor a Guy Fawkes. Guy Fawkes fue torturado. Esa es la razón por qué los ciudadanos celebran el plan fracasado de Guy Fawkes con fuegos artificiales.
Tengo un par de preguntas. ¿Qué pasaba cuando un católico practicaba su religión?
What follows when Catholics practice his religion?
The Catholics were punished.
Los católicos hubiesen sido torturados.
Okay. ¿Cómo mataban a las personas en ese tiempo?
How did they kill the people in those days?
They were hanged or beheaded.
Ellos hubiesen sido colgados o les hubiesen cortado la cabeza.
¿Cómo se dieron cuenta de los nombres de los cómplices?
How did they find out the names of the accomplices?
They tortured Guy Fawkes for 8 days until he told them everything.
Ellos torturaron a Guy Fawkes para 8 días. Y él, el octavo día, dijo todo lo que sabía, es que no podía más.
Gracias, Luna. Ahorita viene propaganda.
Burger King, sabor, es majestuoso.
Hola chicos y chicas, en este momento vamos a hacer un quiz donde puedes ganar cientos de euros.
Now Nayeli make a question for the quiz. Ahora Nayeli va a hacer una pregunta para el quiz.
Who was called the noble that received the letter?
Ring, 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 ring. ¿Quién va a hacer eso?
Okay. La respuesta es Maud Montecarlo.
Vamos a preguntarle a nuestra experta Nayeli.
She said now it's time for the answer.
No, that's wrong. The answer was Lord Monteagle.
Oh no.
Hello, I will tell you now a joke. A policeman arrested two kids. One that was drinking battery acid and the other one was eating fireworks. The policeman charged one and put the other one off.
Adios.
Bye-bye.
Arrivederci. Salut. Bis bald. Wir sehen uns wieder bei International NLN.
Remember, remember, the 5th of November. Gunpowder, treason and plot.
A mí me gusta el festival. Es bombástico.
Seguimos viendo lo que hay en la radio.
Guten Tag und herzlich willkommen zu meiner Sendung
Jojo's Festival Show.
Heute habe ich mir Gäste zum Thema Chinese New Year eingeladen. Da wären von der Londoner Oxford University Dr. Mark Summer und Frau Dr. Chai Lu Ching vom Kulturinstitut Peking. Dann fangen wir doch gleich mal an. Dr. Summer, was ist das Chinese New Year eigentlich?
This is the most important festival in China. The date of the festival is different. Each year it is another date between the 21st of January and the 21st of February. This year the date will be the 16th of February. The Chinese New Year is celebrated in the countries Korea, Vietnam, Mongolia, Thailand and Indonesia. But it is also celebrated in other cities like New York or London.
Thanks a lot. Vielen Dank. Das war schon sehr interessant. Aber jetzt würde ich gern wissen, wie es ist, bei einem solchen Fest dabei zu sein.
Frau Dr. Chai Lu Chang, Sie können uns doch dazu bestimmt mehr erzählen.
Yes, of course. On the festival, there are lots of parades. The festival is very colorful and there are nice costumes, scary dragons and bands playing music. And there's a lot to eat. At home, we decorate the house and then we have a big buffet. It's very funny because all the family visits us. The children get red envelopes with money in it.
So, meine lieben Hörer, jetzt haben wir eine Menge über Chinese New Year erfahren. Danke an meine beiden Gäste. So, meine Lieben, jetzt kommen wir zu einem Gewinnspiel und es gibt tolle Preise, nämlich eine Reise nach Peking für zwei Personen. Alles inklusive, ruft jetzt an, wenn ihr die Antwort auf folgende Fragen wisst. In welchen beiden Monaten feiert man Chinese New Year? A. Januar und Februar oder B. November und Dezember? Ruft jetzt an unter 0151 111 25884. Ich habe jetzt schon einen Anrufer in der Leitung. Guten Tag, und wen habe ich da am Hörer?
Hallo, ich bin Luca aus Malsdorf und ich würde gerne die Quizfrage beantworten. Meiner Meinung nach ist das Antwort A.
Und das ist richtig!
Und mit wem soll es dahin gehen?
Mit meinem Freund.
Na dann noch eine schöne Reise.
Danke.
Ich habe meinen Reporter auf den Kurfürstendamm geschickt und gebe jetzt die Leitung an ihn. Mit der Frage, was wissen denn die Berliner von Chinese New Year?
Vielen Dank, Jojo. Ich schaue mich jetzt mal um und frage ein paar Leute ab.
Entschuldigung? Ja, genau Sie. Könnte ich Ihnen bitte mal eine Frage stellen? Kennen Sie zufälligerweise das Chinese New Year Festival?
Nee, keine Ahnung. Noch nichts davon gehört. Lassen Sie mich in Ruhe, ich hol grad Schrippen.
Okay, dann nicht. Entschuldigung, wissen Sie vielleicht etwas über das Chinese New Year?
Ja, natürlich. Wir wissen schon nichts über das Fest. Selbst ich war schon mal dort und es war großartig.
Vielen Dank. Nun gebe ich die Leitung wieder an Jojo.
Danke, Leo, für diesen Beitrag. Beim nächsten Mal werden wir über das Thema Australien sprechen. Tschüss, bis zum nächsten Mal.
Hello, welcome to Unicorn FM. Today is a special day.
Pancake Day!
Hi, now I am in the kitchen of Pancake Factory and I will ask people about Pancake Day. Excuse me, can I ask you some questions?
No, I'm sorry.
Excuse me, can I ask you some questions?
Yeah, of course, I have time.
Would you like to present you?
Yes, I'm working here and I know a lot of pancakes and of the history.
Okay, tell us about.
Pancake Day or Shrove Tuesday is a special day celebrated in many countries around the world. It is celebrated in English-speaking countries like the UK, Ireland, Australia and Canada. In other countries like Spain, Italy or Brazil, Shrove Tuesday is at the end of Carnival. This day, many people eat pancakes, a thin, flat cake made in a pan. Pancake Day is always on Tuesday in February or March. Is it the day before Ash Wednesday, the start of Lent? Lent is a period of 40 days before Easter, when people often give up or stop eating things that are bad for them, like chocolate or fast food. In the past, the idea was for families to clear out their cupboards and remove the fatting foods, normally the tempting ones, so they aren't in their house during Lent. Eggs, milk and sugar aren't traditionally eaten in fasting season, so need to be scuffed beforehand. The actual tradition of mixing them up for pancakes is thought to come from a pagan ritual. But others say it is a Christian tradition, with each ingredient representing one of the four pillars of the faith. Eggs for creation, flour sustenance or the stuff of life, salt for healthy and milk for purity.
I'm here at the mall and I'm going to ask here people. Hey!
Hey!
What's your name?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Anna, ¿el tuyo?
Anna, ¿and yours?
Helena. Where are you from?
¿De dónde vienes?
Yo vengo de Madrid.
I come from Madrid.
Oh, cool. And what are you doing here?
Oh, cool. ¿Y qué haces aquí?
Yo estoy aquí porque me encantan los panqueques y sé todo de eso. Y me interesaba estar en una fiesta de Pancake Day.
What's your favorite thing about Pancake Day?
¿Qué es tu cosa favorita?
Escuché que la chica joven que encuentre algo en el panqueque se casa al año siguiente y vine a probar mi suerte.
I heard that when a young girl find a thing in a pancake, she will marry one year later. I fast my luck.
That's nice. Maybe you take part on the competition and win. Good luck.
Qué bueno. Quizás si participas en esa competición ganas. Buena suerte.
Now I'm here at the studio with a friend, Elena.
You can call us at this telephone number, 0304531072788. You can tell us about your experience about Pancake Day. What experience do you want to tell us?
Another tradition on Pancake Day in the United Kingdom is pancake racing. People run in a race with a pancake in a pan. As they run, they have to toss the pancake, throw the pancake in the air and catch it in the pan several times. In some pancake races, people dress up in fancy dress costumes. The most famous pancake race takes place in a town called Alnay, in the middle of England. People say that Alnay has been celebrating pancake races since 1445.
Thank you for telling us about your experience.
Wait, I have a joke for you. Mother was preparing pancakes for her sons, Owen, 5 years, and Bill, 3 years. The boys began to argue over who would get the first pancake. Their mother saw the opportunity for a moral lesson. If Jesus were sitting here, he would say, "Let my brother have the first pancake. I can wait." Owen turned to his younger brother and said, "Bill, you be Jesus."
That was a good joke.
Bye. Thank you for your attention. Bye. Bye-bye.
That was our pancake day. You can check out our homepage
www.unicornfm.com.
There is a fantastic recept. Have a good day.
Bye.
Ya regresé. ¿Quieren comer un helado?
¡Sí! Bien, hermana, vamos a apagar la radio.